And now, holiday tip number 27. Don't put your wet finger in the light socket.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
You would figure that would be common sense for most people.
Whatever. Huh?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. How are you? Good, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, baby. How you doing today? Welcome to the program. My name is Ron Van Dam. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. Well, one of the most embarrassing things ever on television occurred last night. Most of you are probably familiar with it because it's been splashed all over the news. I find great delight in it because it is just so crazy. Last night was the Miss Universe pageant, which is an icon of stupidity. Beauty pageants are just the dumbest, most ridiculous, moronic, pathetic displays in our human civilization. And of course, Donald Trump is usually connected to it, this time not, because he's running for president and also, people hate him. But in any event, figures he'd be connected to something like this. A moneymaker that where women walk around looking sexy, which is fine. But to this big pageant thing, and you know, to people in other countries, it's like international soccer. To people in other countries, I said companies by mistake. Well, that's a Freudian slip if I ever heard one. People in Latin America, Costa Rica, all those South American countries and some European countries, they consider this to be like very, very important, very, very honorable for their country. We have the most beautiful woman ever. And I don't know what accent that is, but I just did it. So last night was the Miss Universe pageant, and something happened that was just kind of just delightful for a person like me that hates beauty pageants. Steve Harvey hosted the Miss Universe pageant from, I don't know where it was from. In any event, Steve Harvey, Steve's a nice guy, I don't know. He's oversaturated. I'm talking about his fat content. I'm just talking about he's oversaturated. He owns a clothing line, which is very successful. He was a successful stand-up comedian, then got to host a Family Feud, which is on every damn channel that you can imagine. It's on TV Land, Game Show Network, on the networks, it's in syndication, it's freaking everywhere. Every time I turn on a TV, it's the Family Feud show with Steve Harvey. I'm beginning to regurgitate when I see this thing. It's just too much of anything is too much. This makes sense, right? Too much of anything is too much. Yeah, sure. And now he has the Steve Harvey show, which is also an hour talk show. I mean, the man is just totally saturated. I'm sick of seeing his face. Don't oversaturate yourself. When you oversaturate, something is going to happen. Something bad is going to happen when you oversaturate. If you're in everybody's face 24 hours a day, something is going to go wrong. And it did. Steve Harvey was announcing the winner of Miss Universe. He's given a card by the judges. He looks at the card, and he looks at it very carefully. He gets out on stage, and he announces who the winner is. And he announced that the winner of Miss Universe, drum roll and all that kind of crap, is Miss Columbia. And Miss Columbia is crowned, and she does the walk down a runway, and all the people in the audience are going crazy. But then something very odd happens, and this is what occurs.
Okay, folks. I have to apologize.
Crowd is stunned.
There is the first runner-up is Columbia.
Now she's looking
Miss
like
Universe 2015 is Philippines.
Miss Columbia is standing there like shocked. And they're taking the crown off of her head. She was just crowned. They take it off her head and they put it on the Philippines.
Listen,
girl.
Folks, let me just take control of this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner up is Columbia. It is my mistake. Still a great night. Please don't hold it against the ladies. Please don't. We feel so badly, but it's still a great night. Thank you all.
Okay, I didn't understand the comment, please don't hold it against the ladies. Why would I hold it against the ladies? They didn't do anything. They were thoroughly embarrassed. Why would I hold it against them? What? No, I hold it entirely against you, Steve Harvey. You're a professional master of ceremonies. You're oversaturated. This is all you do. And yet you read the wrong name, and I don't know how you did that. It's not like they just gave you the card and you quickly looked at it. You had the card in your hands for 14 minutes. They did a whole dance number and stuff, and you knew who the winner was for 14 minutes. And yet you announced the wrong name. I don't understand what's going on. There are repercussions to something as inanely stupid as this pageant, and they are what I had just described. People in Colombia thinking that their girl won Miss Universe, to them this is like, wow, this is like winning a car. It's like winning the soccer match. It's like they jump up and down. They shove each other. Go, we won. We have the most beautiful Colombia girl. And then Steve Harvey gets on stage and says, I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing. It's not her. It's the Philippines girl. It was entirely embarrassing. And I don't understand how it happened, but that's what occurred. And it's just one of those little social media things. Now, then Steve Harvey goes to social media to twat everybody, to twit them. What do you call that when you do that? To tweet them. I'm sorry. I like twat better. And I don't know why I like twat so much. Do you know why you like twat so much? In any event, that's what happened, man. And so Steve Harvey tweets and he says, I am sorry that I confused Miss Columbia and Miss... He didn't say Philippines. He said Fallopians, or that's a tube, Fallopian tombs. He said the wrong thing. It was very, very embarrassing. Miss Fallopian or something like that. Spelled it wrong is what he did. So it was a double mistake. It was a mistake on television and a mistake in his tweet, which was apparently all over the place as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey, I am sorry about what happened to you. It's really horrible. Oh, man, embarrassing, embarrassing.
Thank you.
embarrassing. So, Christmas is Friday this year, and the temperatures on Christmas Day are supposed to be between 60 and 65 degrees, which is amazing. And you're probably saying to yourself, my God, this has got to be the warmest ever, certainly better than last year. I looked up the temperature Christmas 2014, our last Christmas. Guess what? Same temperature. Christmas last year, 2014, was 60 degrees in the Boston area, is where I speak. So those of you that thought that, oh, okay, it's El Nino, and look how warm the temperatures are here, that's incredible. Well, they were warm last year too, and look what happened during the winter. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Are you aware that one in every seven Americans is in desperate need of a dope slap? Studies show that every 17 seconds in America, someone writes, says, or does something so incredibly stupid that they deserve to be slapped, and you can help. If someone you know commits an act of boneheaded stupidity, simply extend your hand with the palm facing to the side, draw your arm back, and deliver a sharp, solid blow straight across their forehead. It's called a dope slap. It only takes a moment to perform, but the lesson can last a lifetime. This has been a message from the American Dope Slap Association and Metro South Podcasting.
Actor Joe Minoso of NBC's hit show Chicago Fire joins us now. We're talking about the Shriners Hospitals for Children and helping burn victims and such. And of course, as it's the holiday season and we got the trees, you got to be careful. Let's say hello to Joe. How you doing, Joe?
I'm very, very good. Happy holidays to you all.
Thank you. Same to you. Good to talk to you. All right. Now, let's talk about Christmas tree fires, because that still does happen, doesn't it? Even though we have a lot of fake trees, we still have a lot of fires.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are just as many real trees as there are fake ones out there. And unfortunately, you know, it's very easy to forget to water that tree. You're not used to having it in the home, and you know, just watering your tree daily, that one step alone can go a great way in helping reduce fires in the homes during the holidays.
What is the safety shelf life of a tree once you bring it into the home and set it up in your living room, for example? How long?
You know, the reason that we emphasize watering a tree daily is because a tree that goes unwatered for more than 2 or 3 days can ignite in less than 10 seconds. And it can be such a disaster to the home that, you know, doing something as simple as just making sure that it stays watered will really, really help.
Now, we usually put our trees against the wall or in a corner, and I guess that's where some of us have our heating systems and baseboards and such. Is that what ignites the trees?
It could definitely be that. You know, sometimes people place their trees near fireplaces. Sometimes there are candles nearby. You know, and, you know, it's, if there's anything that I've learned on Chicago Fire, it's that fire has a way of jumping around very quickly, and it is a very erratic element. And so you have to be really careful where you make sure you place that tree. Just make sure you keep candles away from there. Yeah. Make sure you don't put it near any fireplaces. And the heating system, of course, heat can definitely ignite. So you have to be careful with that.
Wow. You know, I remember reading stories. I'm not so old, but I do remember that people used to have Christmas trees and used to actually put candles on the trees themselves.
And actual thinking, candles, yes, that's so true. Very, very true.
I'm wondering how there's still any civilization left to humanity here. I mean, why the whole planet didn't
burn? See, and that's the thing, you know, now, thankfully, due to technology, we have great things like Christmas lights, so we don't have to worry about putting candles on our trees. Yeah. But even those, you know, when we store those away every year, sometimes they can develop kinks, they can get frayed, sometimes the wires can get exposed.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that when you put up your tree that you're making sure that all of those wires are still clean and usable and safe, so that because that could very easily also cause that tree to spark up.
Yeah. It's also a holiday season of alcohol, and I'm not talking about the kids, because you get into New Year's, people don't take their tree down before New Year's Eve, and you get a little inebriated, you have some parties, and you know, you don't have a handle on what you're doing sometimes.
Oh, I know what you mean. I mean, you know, I remember my childhood home, we'd sometimes have our Christmas tree up until Easter.
Yes.
And so, you know, we tried to do our best, but you know, that's the thing. It's like the seasons, you know, they go by so fast. There's so much going on with the family in town that sometimes it's just hard to keep up with everything that's going on. And that Christmas tree can sometimes stand there unvisited for a very long time. So just be aware, be burn aware, and make sure that you get that tree safely watered on a daily basis.
Now, I guess we can take the conversation beyond the tree. There are a lot of other activities that take place in the home around the holidays, which also can cause burns.
Very, very true. You know, obviously there's a lot of cooking that's going on around the house this time of year, big family events, kids running all over the place. So it's important that when you are cooking, make sure that you keep those pot handles to the back of the stove, because that will definitely help. You know, a lot of kids, they get their hands into everything, they're running around, and boiling water is actually something that causes terrible, terrible burns. And it is very simple and easy for them to kind of knock one of those over when they're running around playing with the rest of their friends.
Yep.
So that's another step that you can definitely take to make sure that you're safe this holiday season.
Now, the great thing is the Shriners Hospitals for Children actually have you as a spokesperson to make sure that we're not in a situation where we have to use the hospitals, which would be horrible.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, I think that what's great about Shriners is even though they dedicate so much of their time to pediatric burns, they dedicate even more to the prevention of it. You know, I'm sure that they would rather see no burns at all this holiday season if they could. They're just such a remarkable organization. They go above and beyond the call of duty. You know, they deal with rehabilitation issues. They go into the schools and help inform the teachers and students about how to communicate with pediatric burn victims. And they really are an organization that are just completely full of heart, and they're so selfless. And anything that we can do to help them will go a long way. So please check out the website. Go to beburnaware.org. And if you can, please donate.
Yeah. I mean, burns in the kitchen are one thing. But, I mean, just this, I mean, you're on the show Chicago Fire. So, obviously, you know this stuff. But, my God, a tree can go up in seconds to the point where...
Oh, gosh. Absolutely. Yeah. It can happen so quickly, you know. And not only can a tree go up in seconds, but, you know, I've seen video footage of a bedroom where a lit cigarette was put onto a bed, and that entire apartment, it was a one-bedroom apartment, was up in flames within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it typically takes about 3 minutes for a fire department to even get a call. And then imagine another 2 minutes for them to get there. You're 5 minutes in, your entire apartment is up in flames. So it happens so much faster than you think it could. So please do what you can to be aware this year.
Excellent. Hey, I really appreciate the time, Joe. Where can we go for more information?
BeBurnAware.org. Definitely check it out. You know, it could easily save a life.
And it's really just common sense. It's keeping your wits with you and just putting two and two together. It's not a difficult thing to do, but you do have to have someone like Joe tell you to be careful.
Hey, you know, it never hurts to have someone remind you. I know for a fact that it's definitely helped me. I just today was looking at my tree and thinking, wait a minute, did I water that thing yesterday? And I just watered it. So trust me, it helps to just have the reminder. So get out there, folks, be burn aware. beburnaware.org and have a tremendous holiday season and be safe.
Very good. I love the point you made about the frayed wires, because they are the lights you use every single year until they don't work anymore, or you can't figure out why they don't work. And it usually is a frayed wire, and that's all that takes as well. So good point. Really good point. Didn't even think about that. Hey, Joe, have a good holiday.
Thank you very much. You have a happy holiday and a great new year.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that is Joe with Chicago Fire. And, man, thank you so much, Joe. That's true stuff. That's true stuff. Hey, kids, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we come back. More program. You know, it is the holiday season, and you know my favorite restaurant. Do you know what my favorite restaurant is? Do you? I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
Yeah. Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But I recently hung up my boxing gloves to open the area's favorite new Italian restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots, right, Headshots. This time of year, everyone is getting ready for their holiday parties. What better way to celebrate Arbor Day?
Christmas, Bobby.
Christmas, right. Celebrate Flag Day.
Christmas.
Christmas. With a feast from Headshots. We'll deliver food that will not only knock you out, but will be the highlight of your Memorial Day Christmas table. Or perhaps you celebrate St. Swithin's Day.
That one would be Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Why not try our 8 days of Manicotti menorah? We've got the left-right stuff to make every party a success, whether it's Bastille Day,
Christmas,
Victory Over Japan Day,
Monica,
or Kwanzaa Mananaka.
Okay, we're just gonna let that one go.
Make sure your holiday event is a technical knockout with a great spread from Christmas.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Headshots. I had that.
Oh. All right, we're going to, many of you haven't done your holiday shopping yet. I haven't done a lot of it, to be honest with you. So I'm going to try to squeeze in some help from some people here. Let's talk to Terry. Terry has a great idea, and this is so cool. I talked to this person at the end of last week, and we're talking about gift cards. And when you don't know what to get, get a gift card. Here's some interesting stuff. Let's say hello. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Great. Terry Jack is Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of Black Hawk Network. Welcome to the New England area. Hey, what is the Black Hawk Network?
So you probably have been into a few grocery stores. You see beautiful racks.
Sure do.
Gift cards
sure
and other
do.
Types of prepaid products.
Yep.
So Black Hawk Network is the company that put those racks in stores and started to develop that program.
Very cool.
Third-party gift card market.
Oh, that's where I do most of my holiday shopping, as a matter of fact.
Well,
I like you too, Terry. I wouldn't say that it's an excuse or it's easy, but it just, it's like everything's right there. It's like going into a large store, just going to the rack. But we'll get to that in a second. Gift cards, I assume, are becoming quite popular.
So gift cards are the number one requested holiday gift, according to the National Retail Federation, 9 years in a row.
Wow. That's amazing. And I kind of get as to why. And the assortment is just from A to Z. I mean, it's soup to nuts. It's everything.
It's pretty much everything. The whole idea is to allow people kind of a one-stop shop to get whatever they needed. And, you know, gift cards let people treat themselves and get what they really want, and that's definitely attractive.
And I know you've done your company does considerable research as to what goes on there and how to attract customers over there. What have you found?
Well, recently we've done a bit of research because we had this idea with a partner for a new product and realized that a whole lot of people, about 28% of people, don't own stock in the stock market, and they only 28% own stock.
Right. True.
And they. they're very interested, especially millennials, in getting into the stock market and kind of learning about it and developing a portfolio. But it's something they're not sure how to do, and it's kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. One share of stock can be several hundred dollars.
Yeah.
So because of that, we kind of came up with this new idea, working with a partner stockpile, where you can buy $50, $25 even, of a gift card for stock.
That's
and give
very
it to someone,
cool.
And they can, go in and buy fractional shares of stock.
That is so cool. Because I don't think your company gets involved in this, but I'm very shaky about it. The states are like sell lottery tickets like for the whole year, and it's like you're giving somebody, you've paid for something that probably isn't going to be worth anything at all. And so in a sense, I mean, you're paying for someone to gamble with your money, and they're always going to lose. But stocks are, that's a great idea, because you can actually do really well. I mean, you don't go to zero, but you can do pretty good also.
And you can have some fun, right? You
yes.
can go to stockpile.com. You can buy these gift cards, like you can go into,
cool.
We're getting them out right now. You can
very
get,
cool.
They have them in Safeway stores, Kmart, that type of thing.
This is
and
very
you can
cool.
pick up a $50 gift card for stock, go online, create an account. Anyone can create an account and buy into the stocks they want, $50 a Google stock or $50 Apple stock, and start to create their own portfolio.
So cool. I love this. As a matter of fact, Terry, send me a card now. Are they on the racks now?
They are in some stores now. They're rolling out pretty much all Kmart's. Kmart's going to have them.
Okay.
Most of the Office Depots will have them.
Okay. But now when you say we'll have them, we're getting pretty tight into the season here.
Well, Kmart and Office Depot have them now.
Cool. Okay.
And so you should be pretty safe to go into one of those. And then they're spreading across grocery stores as we speak.
As we speak. Look, there's another one. My goodness.
That's right.
I usually don't do this during interviews, but I'm buying this because I know so many people. And one of my kids that said I want to get involved in the stock market. And I go, I don't know about that. Now I can actually help them out as a gift and help them get involved in it carefully, of course.
Well, sure. And millennials are the ones, when we did the research, millennials were the ones that had the highest interest.
Yeah.
They're actually used to doing things a new way, right?
Yes.
They're like, I'll try that.
Very good. Very good. You know, and it's really the only way you can grow your money. I mean, there's always a chance that you can lose some as well. But, I mean, you're not going to grow your money by putting it in a savings account. That's for darn sure.
Or gambling it, like you said.
Yeah. So this is very, very cool. I'm very excited. This is great. I mean, this is
better. That's awesome. Yeah, we're excited too.
Yeah.
It's a real...
Nice.
It's a product that educates and
very nice.
Gives everybody a chance to kind of check out the stock market and do something different.
Cool.
Not give the latest toy.
This is better than getting underpants. It really is.
Yeah, or socks.
Or socks. Okay, you cleaned it up a little bit, but all right, yeah. Socks, too. Socks, too.
Right.
How do we get more information about this?
You know, you can go to stockpile.com, too, and get more information right there.
Okay, stockpile.com. And this is a Blackhawk Network who does... the displays and racks and puts it all together for everybody and gives them those choices. Thank you so much for doing that as well. And continued success to you, Terry.
You too, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cool woman. She's very cool. Cool, calm, and collected woman. She's collected her calmness. She's cool, calm, and collected. Okay, kids, let's keep going, shall we? I mean... Excuse me. I mean, I usually sit here like for almost an hour and I ramble off comedy bits and, you know, talk about society and our lifestyles and stuff. And it's a lot of fun and I have a good time and hope you do too. But it is the holiday season. You need to go out and buy shit. And today we're just going to spend some time getting all these out of the way just in case you do have some time to go shopping. So there are some ideas here. Now, Melissa Gerstein is going to join us. She's going to tell us about some mommy tips for the holiday. Mommy tips. Ooh, not mommy tits. Mommy tips. Okay.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, it's Ron. How are you? Welcome to the New England area. How was your flight?
Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here talking to you. I thought I'd do a little chat with you for like 5 minutes. Is that okay? You want some coffee? You want some coffee or a donut?
I've got my coffee. You got your donuts.
We're all set to go then. Melissa Gerstein of the Moms joins us. She's going to talk about the Mom's Guide to Holiday Survival. You're familiar with her. You see her all over the place, and here she is right now. Okay, help me survive the holidays. I'm having a little trouble.
You already sound like you're
I couldn't
troubled.
Even say the word trouble. I had trouble saying the word trouble.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. You know, the key to surviving the holidays is you've got to plan ahead and you got to stay organized. I've got some great tips thanks to a few great companies. Let me tell you where we're going to start.
Go for it.
Teleflora. Teleflora is the number one go-to for me and on Mom's Holiday Survival Guide. You can check every gift off your list, shopping online, and having the confidence knowing that Teleflora Bouquet is touched by a local florist, meaning they're professionally arranged and hand-delivered. And what's so great this holiday season is exclusive by Teleflora is their Peanuts Christmas bouquets. And I've got a Snoopy's cookie jar and a Peanuts Christmas mug. It's a beautiful collection to pay tribute to the 50th anniversary of a Charlie Brown Christmas, which I so love. Do you watch it? Did you watch it?
I like Peanuts. Not the cartoon, but I like the nuts. They're good. They're tasty.
Okay, we're moving on.
Okay.
That's another conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're going to host guests, the most important thing is that you want your home to be in tip-top shape,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so carpet cleaning is really time-consuming, as you know.
It's
and
awful.
Strenuous. So sometimes we skip it all together, but not anymore. You don't have to have those heavy-duty, hard-to-maneuver industrial cleaners. Now, we have the user-friendly Bissell ProHeat 2X Revolution Pet. It's got two settings, one offering an express clean with a one-hour dry time, and the other providing a deeper clean, and it's really great for all of your messes. I have three kids, and let me tell you, Bissell is the way to go. And it also, of course, removes dirt, stains, odors, so now you're going to feel like your home is fresh and clean and you're ready to host and you weren't sitting there like for hours with that strenuous
Perfect.
Old vacuum.
Perfect.
So that's a good one.
Perfect.
Now, again, back to my theme here today, organize.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to stay organized with the Dymo labelers because they're fast and easy and they're great to label your holiday cards and organize your decorations closet. They've got the Dymo Label Manager 160, which makes labeling gifts, stockings, decorations super quick and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really great is you can label and organize all your boxes for next year, so when you put all of the decorations away, you're ready to go.
Organize ahead. I like that. I like that idea. Yeah.
That's right. And also they have the Dymo Label Writer 450 Turbo. And this is great for any home office printing addresses and shipping labels in just minutes. Now, let's go to the stress of the holiday season, right?
Let's
we want to be able to unwind a little.
Sure do.
Take some mom time. Take a breather.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's really huge right now for all of your listeners. This is a trend. Adult coloring. And it is so relaxing.
I've heard about
And it is
this.
A great de-stressor. So
I've
I'm going to recommend using... You've heard? Good.
Yes.
Good. I'm going to recommend using the Prismacolor Premier Soft Core Colored Pencils and their Premier Illustration Markers. It's going to bring out the artist in everyone. They have really great colored pencils that are just, they have these thick cores of color. And then they also have the illustration markers, which I just mentioned, that give you this precision with a fine tip marker for lettering, outlining, detailing work. It is the perfect gift.
It is perfect.
For anyone to get through the holiday stress.
A lot of people don't know. Michelangelo, actually, that's how he did the Sistine Chapel. Did you know that? It's true. Adult coloring ceilings. Yes.
It's so good.
It is good.
What are you going to do for the holidays?
Everything you're telling me to do. Is that the right answer?
It is. So you're going to go get your Dymo product.
That's right.
You're going to get your Teleflora's on your tables
That's
and
right.
ordered.
That's
and then you're going to sit there and color with your Prismacolor.
What could be better? I mean, come on. How do I get more information?
You're so sweet. You're going to go to themoms.com, and I'm going to have everything up there for you and your listeners.
Perfect. We look forward to talking to you again.
Oh, listen, always good to talk to you. I hope you have a happy holidays and you have your donut.
Thank you. I will. And same to you and your family. And we'll speak to you soon.
Oh, thank you. That was very nice.
All right,
Melissa. Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. She's fun. She's good times. She's good times. She's married, though. So am I.
When you reach for a beer, what are you looking for? The finest malts, grains, and hops? An artisan ale that represents a modern take on traditional brewing techniques that master brewers have refined and treasured for years? A true beer drinking experience? Or like most of us, are you just looking to get fucked up on the cheap? Well, if you're like the rest of us, congratulations, your beer is here. It's Fockenhalter. It's not a great beer. It's not even a good beer. It's a beer that's $4 a case, and it's strong enough to melt the chrome off a trailer hitch. So kiss your liver goodbye and say hello to Fockenhalter. It's beer.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Well, yesterday, for the first time this season, I actually had to wear gloves.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
Yes, as I do every morning, I take my llamas for a walk. Oh, I mean dogs. And it's always a pleasant walk in my neighborhood, and I bring a little bag so I can poop, scoop into the little bag, because I'm very conscious of my environment, and I don't want someone stepping in the poop of my llamas, I mean dogs. But yesterday was so blustery that I had to actually wear gloves, and I know that's not a lot to most of you. But it is to me, because it marked the beginning of a season where it could be cold enough where I would have to shelter my little fingers. And again, not really big on the chart of real important, horrific things that can happen to you. But if you have an account on Facebook and you're sending me pictures of half a sandwich that you ate at a 99 restaurant, something is insignificant and uninteresting and totally ridiculous, then I can sit here and talk about wearing gloves for the first time. I think that's my Facebook payback for all of you that take the time to tell me what you're doing, where I would have absolutely no interest whatsoever, and nobody could possibly want to know what your half-eaten sandwich looked like. It just boggles the mind. You might as well take a snapshot of your crotch and send it out to all your friends. Again.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
Oh, man. I'm telling you. I don't know. Kids, we're out of time for today. I'll be back tomorrow with more program. Until then, I wish you peace. Please be good to yourselves. actually, don't be good to yourself. Be good to me. Actually, don't be good to yourself. That's selfish. Be good to me. It's about me.